Hey, welcoming y'all again. Again, this is your brother Reese. Reese is Pieces, P-E-A-C-E-S. You know, universal wisdom that leads to universal peace. And we're in our self-empowerment series. The last one was, you know, true masculinity, which means masculinity is your creator designed for you to possess it, use it, and use it to progress things, uplift yourself and those around you. So as that was masculinity, today's is about male leadership. Very, very similar, but the difference is, you know, masculinity is all about the power that comes from that growth. Male leadership is kind of the same, but male leadership also says there is a system in place. There's a system in place. We have collectively put our monies together for our own investment. And instead of waiting for other entities who are just enlightened because they don't have the right level of growth in the first place, or they are not offering the level of productivity to advance us in the first place because they're enemies and they're not interested in our advancement, instead of waiting on that, we have come together, put our heads together, prayed, envisioned everything else, looked at where we're at collectively, where we need to go, have pooled our resources. And instead of making all these corporations rich and everything off of our money in the first place, I've said, what are we going to do next with our money? What are we going to do next? What is our vision? And with that vision, a system has to be put in place. Do we need more updated equipment in the grade schools, in the high schools, in the colleges in our area, the community colleges? If it's community, we should be having a devastating impact with it, especially our kids who we brought here are there. Having that system in place. Because just like when you're a parent, when that baby is born, it's supposed to be a system in place. A mother, a father, diapers already there, baby bed already there. Money has already been saved up by both parents. Right? It's the same with a community. We have a collective. I always say, I'm going at God's pace. And I know that pace is always success. I don't have to go at my enemy's pace or politicians. Or now, if they contribute to the plan that God has given me, that's the whole thing. I understand how what they have contributes to my plan that God has given me instead of me doing their plan. Right? That plan is going to progress me, the one the Creator has given me, the one the Creator has given us. Right? If we updated the equipment in all of the grade schools, a system is set in place for a strong degree of collective advancement with the youth, right? Saving our money again, because it begins with us and our spirituality. How do we do better? We don't like the music industry, right? Then let's save our money, because we're buying all these records and all this digital music online and all that stuff. Save our money. And let's challenge our young people, since they're full of energy anyway. Whoever comes with the best song, another division, best poem, best raps. It's got to be positive and clean. We are the inventors of rap, and we are the inventors of positive rap that became successful when most of the world thought it would not. We are the originators. We can do it again. Again, why not take our resources, that resource and our money, and back it in a positive way that progresses us? Nobody's going to do our work for us. That's one reason why I'm not a strong advocate of integration. Other people, it's up to them to help you win, or if they feel like it. And you cannot make them do any different. It is not up to them to see your vision or your level of vision. They are doing themselves. But it is up to you to see God's vision and to know if you're in a crap hole, God didn't mean for you to put there, be put there, and God wants you out of there and producing. That's up to you. You have to claim that. You have to claim that with your mentality, your spirituality, your resources. You have to become one with that. And the Creator is going to give you all the knowledge that you need to help you to keep growing and empowering yourself and others with that. So you have the music, then you can take people out the street, those who are sticking up or whatever, you can make them security, right? One way that that works is nobody attacks a community that defends itself. Nobody. You know, they're like in Texas and some other states in this country, they don't have a police force. But everybody got guns, everybody owns their own property, everybody owns their own stuff. So if you caught messing around there and you don't belong there, they don't wait on the police or Uncle Sam or whatever. You just get popped but or whatever. But what is the crime rate there? 0.005, you know. Nobody attacks you when you stand for yourself. That's even spiritually. Once you have enough knowledge on a subject, who's going to challenge you in a disrespectful way? You know, nobody. When you're able to stand for yourself progressively, nobody comes at you like that. And you have taken the reins and control of your community back in your own hands. Right? So now you can say to those maybe who are dope dealing, gang banging, okay, I know you 17, 18 years old, need a buck in your pocket. I tell you what, I'll hire you as security, but we're signing a contract. You're going to work every day. You work an X amount of hours. You're going to wear a uniform because you're going to understand discipline, what it is to be neat and clean. Yeah, you're going to take a bath, you stinky fuck. But we're making a man out of you, you know. Now it is our way or the highway. We're not just crying and the police are crying or somebody. No. You know, the men will come out, you know, and straighten these brothers, you know. This is what you're going to do. You know, we are progressing the youth of the community. You and your present condition is not helping. We're changing this. We have a system in place now. We've saved our money, right? And we're working together. So your actions are not tolerated. Now, if you don't want to go with our way of doing things because we are the leaders, there's a place for you. You know, jail. It's just not here. It's just not in this community because we have reassumed the reins of control. It's just not here. You're going to have to go somewhere else. And down here, we know that nothing's ever 100%. So if you don't want to help yourself, I mean, God can't reach you. I damn sure can't. Then there's a place for people like you. You know, it's just like the Most High has a hell as well as a heaven, right? So you don't want to be productive. There's a place for you. So this is male leadership, you know, to understand that the resources are already within us to expand. The knowledge, the money, the power, the courage, you know, the courage to stand on our vision, you know, to stand on what God has created you to be, the courage. And then once you produce it and that system is in place, you're in control. You don't have to be begging and this and that. It's how far do you want to go? Right? That's why they bombed Tulsa, Oklahoma. Well, how far are these people going to go? You know, you got people all over the country coming to them for loans. How much money are they going to accumulate? How much power? How much land? You know, man, you know, they're doing it better than some of their other racial counterparts. So it begins with you. And it doesn't have to end with you. You know, however far you progress, if you're setting that foundation, you can set the foundation or will set the foundation for the next generation to double the success twice as fast or more as you did. But it's important to have it in place. If you have schools in place with better teachers who are more committed because you have the money. You can pay them a little more. There's a big discrepancy. Oh, rappers get paid all this money. Teachers don't make nothing. Let's save our money. Stop giving it away. Stop giving it away. You know, the Jordans and, you know, first black man and this other racist store. Doing what? Empowering them? Hire your own. And then we can buy from each other at manufacturer's prices. Everybody else can be retail prices. They do it to us in Chinatown. They do it to us in these other communities. We're just not doing it. And then with the money that's saved, it is for a collective, progressive vision and guaranteed growth. Right? We can better ourselves. We can make our systems better. And then it's more fun anyway. Because when you put, it's nothing more fun than watching yourself progress individually or collectively and going, damn, come this far. Man, how far can we go? I didn't think we was going to get here this fast. Yeah, this is us doing this, right? And you want that same spirit to be in the youth and especially in your own children. When you do that, that commands respect, right? You have not only that knowledge, but you have that system in place.
Mentioned system multiple times, and so understanding that, again, black community has been, I don't like saying victim, but I just, you know, for lack of better words, victim to a system continuously that has not, I guess, perpetuated favor in their terms. How do we comfortably identify those of our own who could possibly be exalted to that position of leadership, especially having seen how past leaders, whether they be civil rights leaders, whether they be just political activists, whether they be the gang leaders in the community who at one time they get slack now, but at a time gangs were for the community. You know, how do we go about identifying who those leaders are? Because again, we going back to the last episode discussing masculinity, just because you was born with the genitalia of a man doesn't necessarily make you, doesn't give you that divine masculinity. So how do we discern who to follow? Because obviously we've been following the wrong side for a very long time. So how do we come out of that, so to speak?
I'll give two examples. You know, one brief example, I'll use a Bible story again. When it was time for the Israelites to, using your words, come out of Egypt, those were the instructions that the Most High gave. He didn't say stay there and integrate. He didn't say stay there and love everybody. He didn't say, oh, the most important thing is the content of the character. Stay there and integrate with these people. He didn't say that. Because, you know, there's more than that going on. After, you know, the four centuries there, they don't obviously do not have your best interest at heart. Especially still going through some racism and exploitation and all these other ridiculous games that prevent your growth. So, you know, take a lesson from history. They say if you don't understand history, then you're doomed to repeat it. You know, we've been going through this, as you say, for five centuries. Well, you know, when do some people get tired of playing abused housewife? Yes, you're being nonviolent. Is it to your advantage? You know, yes, you're cheek turning. Is it to your advantage? You know, is it to the advantage of your children? So I always say you're an automatic impact on your children and the age group that's younger than you, whether you like it or not, because you're the foundation that they have to look up to, you know, until they get grown or whatever. You know, you're the foundation they have to live off of. You know, so when do we want to come out of this? Now, as you would know right now, you said, how do you identify? You know, some people want to come out of it. You see it in them. The most passionate about it, don't hide it. And you're going to see it. And they're going to go through all the criticisms. Oh, no, you know, well, if we want our own thing, that's being negative, that's being divisive. There's nothing more. What's more divisive than a culture? Mm. A culture, you saying, you know, we want to separate ourselves away from the rest of the human family by language, by religion, by spiritual beliefs, by political beliefs, by money, by the way we dress, by our language, the way we talk. You know what I'm saying? And there's culture. This world is a world of cultures. And I mean, didn't Martin Luther King say that himself in his speech? I have a dream that, you know, these divisions would be eliminated. But the problem is a lot of those divisions have been cultivated for centuries and others for millenniums. And you're talking about people's grandmothers, great-grandmothers, and ancestors passing along in those cultures success formulas of success for that people. So they're not just going to get rid of their culture and cultural successes and divisions just because you want them to. And the next problem is I'm going to do an episode on this. And let's say by some miracle you could get the world to say, you know what, we're going to throw away all of the wisdom that our great grandfathers and grandmothers gave us to just be one human family, right? But here's the problem. At that point, they're still divided. So whose formula for world unity are you going to follow? The present Christians at that time, the present Buddhists at that time, the present Muslims at that time, the present, okay, then even within religion, you have like, holiness, Baptist, sanctified, Catholic, you got those leaders who everybody's going to think their formula for oneness is the right one. Whose are you going to follow, right? So as I always say, the best thing you can do is you realize the power that God put in you and that it's in all of us. And those who are most passionate and have the enlightenment should be the first to come together and say, you know what? We already know we can do this, this, this in our community. And then we save our money. And then guess what? It's going to get done. We're smart enough. We got enough knowledge. All, you know, we've accomplished and can help others. And, you know, so we got the formula. We got the money. We got the wisdom, you know. And then there'll be others, maybe passionate, but then you might have to enlighten them a little bit. But there's nothing wrong with that. You're going to have to enlighten your youth anyway. You know, you're going to have to do it anyway. But it's worth doing it because when you can enlighten them and they are self-progressing and they can be proud of themselves through self-progression and growth and accomplishment, right, then that's what you want. They're going to be of value to themselves and to the community. When you're dead and gone, they're going to be that torch will be successfully passed. They'll be carrying on true legacy and progress and growth. So to identify it is not bad. Then the other thing is there'll be the battles. You know, hey, man, ain't y'all tired of going through this? You know they're not sitting down in these higher political places plotting and planning our successful advancement. You know they're not. And give them enough money, then you can pay them off to be selfish and not include the masses. And you got all this stuff going on. You know, so you have to be with, you know, the creator's plan and just keep going. But there'll be those who, like you say, are kind of still kind of dedicated to that. If you can't reach them, then you got to let them go. That's it. You can't let them go because all you'll be doing is wasting the time that you could be productive with a real plan. And your plan is a real plan because your heart and your man and your resources are the best for your people. And as far as everybody else, it's going to be the best for their people. Since a culture is made up of families of that culture dominantly, you know, they're not wrong for this. They'll respect you, but they're not going to love you or have your best interest at heart. You know, like your mother or father would, or, you know, it's just not going to happen. That's why I say I'm not the biggest integrational fan in the world. And no, it does not mean I'm teaching hate or interested in, I don't know, revenging people with bloodshed for slavery. You know, all these ridiculous accusations that people that talk like me get when you know none of us, whether it's Black Panthers, Muslims, whatever, have been in a white neighborhood shedding white people's blood. You know, you just hear these ridiculous things your whole life and from my own. Which is kind of pathetic. But like people like that, you got to leave them alone. Some of them you will reach, you know, and I guess in that integration is mind frame, but some of them you won't. But it is up to us to maximize our own potential. The Bible even tells you that the guy with the one talent was expected to get two. The one with five got 10. The one with 10 got 20. that's something you have to want to do. And there are really no excuses. And you got the higher power backing you. So what should be stopping you?
And in regards to examples of past male leaders, do you have any that you believe in regards to the community were essential, not only essential to the progression of the community, but kind of name some that did things that you kind of respected and appreciated, and then some that, you know, not so much, you know, kind of like, oh man, this, I'm not gonna say put us in a bad situation, but things that, you know, may not necessarily be a highlight of said career or time spent in leadership.
Okay, yeah, I guess I'll do it this one time. Yeah, as I often tell people, I tear pages out of notebooks. I'm not one to join organizations or religions or anything like that. The Most High decided that he put me down here on a journey. He didn't put me down here to join a religion. He put me down here on a journey. You know, when you read the Bible, whether it was Jesus or John the Baptist, several of those prophets, they corrected other religious leaders, and because the Most High put them here on a journey. He didn't put you here to be in a religion. He put you here on a journey. Now, I said you tear pages out of notebooks. If you are spending some time with a religion because they are feeding you at that moment and empowering you on your journey, because none of us knows it all, then that's fine. You get your empowerment, and when you've learned what you're supposed to learn, then you move on. You go to the next higher level that the Most High has for you. You don't just stay there. The Most High wants you to progress, to be the best, to reflect Him. That means be the best. You know, you're supposed to keep going. But that being said, some of the pages I've torn out of notebooks is one thing I liked about Marcus Garvey, the United Negro Improvement Association. Because even though his ultimate goal was for us to go back to Africa, you know, which I'm not necessarily on that, you know, I like our history that we have here. And how much more knowledge. This is our time. A lot more things are going to be uncovered about North and South America, just like Africa and Egypt has had the past, you know, 100 to 200 years. But right now, we're in our time, and it's so important to understand that, because there's so many things, earthquakes and landslides, that's going to uncover so much of, so many of our artifacts and civilizations that are right under our feet that those who are in control now covered up. So we're at that time right now. And a lot of our stuff is going to be, is older than stuff that's over in Africa, you know. But if you've been doing your research, you know we're at that time right now. But the Negro Improvement Association by Garvey, you can improve yourself where you are. And it made us strong, and it made us, you know, you're always threatening those who don't want you to rise, those who are easily exploiting and manipulating you at present. When you become stronger, then you don't need them. They can't con you. But I just like that concept. You can always improve yourself and do better, right? So at least improve yourself if you're not going to, quote unquote, go back to Africa, right? And you hear Booker T. Washington, who said, any man can learn how to do something common in an uncommon manner. So again, you can always advance yourself. And I don't care what your trade is, expertise. It can be a hobby, but you can professionalize it. You can be better. You can always be better. And the better you are and the more powerful you are, the less dependent and exploited you're going to be. So these were two guys, you know, a lot of what, you know, Elijah Muhammad said, you know, Elijah Muhammad said, we are the creators, owners, and makers of the planet Earth. You know, not just members of the Nation of Islam, but just us, period. Creator, owner, and makers of the planet Earth. The father of all civilizations. You know, the God of the universe. When I used to study with them, I was like, man, them words, they hit me. Boy, I was like, whoa, you know. So he wore that little hat with the star and the moons and everything on his head, you know. But it was the same thing. He was about, you know, making the community better. You know, he had the 5-year land program, which I wish just took root. You know, I think he envisioned farms and manufacturing and all these things, you know. He had it. I wish it took root. But again, that's a page to tear out of the notebook, you know, for independence. I mean, the Most High told the Israelites to do the same thing. Go back to the motherland, you know, and produce. You know. And there are others, you know, Khalid Muhammad, you know, Malcolm X, Dr. Claude Anderson. He has some very good insights and loves his people, you know. So, and then those who taught history, Dr. John Henry Clark, one of our greatest historians, and some of his videos on YouTube and just to this day are outstanding to watch and to learn. I guess one black Christian I could bring to the front was Chancellor Williams, who wrote The Destruction of Black Civilization, that's been sold in just all kinds of bookstores. You know, these are like pages that I've torn out of notebooks, but notice one common thread through all of them is that self-empowerment and individually and collectively be who the Most High has put you here to be. That's always what you're supposed to do. It's not necessarily integration and, you know, and real quickly, that's another episode I'm doing, harmony. Harmony is not everybody loving everybody. Harmony, very much like what Christ said, you love God, heart, mind, and soul because you steadily progressing through the haters, through the obstacles. And if you pass everybody else, that's their problem. And harmony is them coming up to your level. It is not everybody loving everybody. They got to come up to your level. They want to stay down there, that's their business. You up here winning, you know what I'm saying? So that's really what harmony is to me, is that progression and that oneness where it's, you're powerful, overcome everything, the sky's still the limit. It's fun, you know. So real short, those are my pages out of notebooks. Those are just a few of the people, you know, who've impacted me to say things like this, right? And, well, I would say that's it. That's harmony. Harmony is also progression. It ain't just whether somebody likes you or not, you know. Yeah.
If you got anything else?
No.
That's all right.